The Thousand Eyes of Night by Robert Swindells, read by Jamie Glover. Chapter 1. 12 planets orbit Betelgeuse in Orion, where once there were 13. The 13th planet collided long ago with a dead comet and its stardust. The doomed world was home to the only intelligent life form in the system. Seeing the collision coming and being concerned to preserve what it thought of as its civilization, this life form built and launched a swarm of projectiles, a cloud of tiny arcs which fanned out across the void, carrying their deep-frozen passengers to new worlds, or to death.
"Good night, you lot."
Tan Hanley hooked the padlock through the hasp and locked the shed. He'd fed the 14 gerbils inside and tucked them up for the night. He could go in now and watch Top of the Pops. He shivered. A thin November wind whipped across the garden, rattling the bare twigs of the sycamore. It could easily snow tonight, except that the sky was clear. He stood with his shoulders hunched and his hands deep in his pockets, looking up. The stars were cold, hard spangles casting a faint radiance on the housetops. He blew out a plume of breath and moved towards the house. As he did so, a brief slash of silver split the sky. He saw it with the tail of his eye, and before he could turn his head, it was gone. He stood for a moment, then shrugged and went on. "Falling star. You were supposed to make a wish, but you'd have to be quick. Send me £1 million. Turn Gary Deacon into a frog." Did it work once the star had gone out? He let himself in, locked the door, and walked through the kitchen along the hallway to the living room.